Gillingham are on the Wembley way.
Hello and welcome to the Gills Fancast. A day to forget for Gills this afternoon as we fell to a heavy 3-0 defeat at the Kassam Stadium against Oxford. Today I'm joined by James Hawkins and Owen Stanley as we reflect and look back on the events that unfolded at Oxford. So yeah, boys, not a good afternoon, was it?
No, I think first half, we, weirdly enough, I said to you just before they scored the first thing, I said, I think we've started the first 10 minutes a better side. I think we created a few half chances in the first 10 minutes. I think once they scored the first goal, it was game over, really, wasn't it? We didn't regain any sort of composure. We let them get in too easily. And you know, I think the game, obviously, was done at half time. And I think it's really frustrating given how we've come into this game thinking, you know, we have a good chance of getting someone here. Like you said last week on the podcast, the Ipswich performance, the majority of it was good. And there's a lot of signs there that we could have come here today and put in a good performance and get 3 points. But once they got the first goal, I don't think we ever really looked like getting back into it. And obviously the second and third followed and it was game over at half time. Second half was basically a non-event and just, yeah, as you said, day to forget, really.
Yeah, James, could you have seen that coming?
Definitely not. Shocked. And for the simple reason is that a lot of people might think, why are you shocked? We haven't won many games this season. I'm shocked because, one, you don't really see that from Stephen's sides. And two, the majority, well, for this season, we haven't collapsed like that. And we've kept ourselves in games and given us, even the games that we've gone behind in, we've given ourselves like half a chance to get back into it. But today we were second best all over the pitch, and I've listened to Steve Evans' interview after the game, and even he has a fair assessment of it, and he apparently said that the players knew at half time what had happened in that first half. It wasn't like us, and it screamed of the Gills side from last year, certainly at times at home, where the first, second and third followed quite quickly, didn't it? And you just saw Gills side collapse, and it was really, really unlike us today. It was weird. It was a weird afternoon.
Yeah, but I'll ask the two of you, what exactly do you think went wrong? Where did we go wrong today?
I think we just had, like you said, it's reminiscent of last year. I think this is the first time we've lost a game by more than your goal, isn't it? So,
yeah.
And I mean, it's hard to put your finger on, because, as I say, it's not something we've experienced this season, and it's not what we've been used to this season. You know, even games we've lost now, like the Coventries and the other Ipswich the other day, we've been in the game for, you know, the whole game, post threats, and just unlucky not to get back into it. But today was just completely different. We've just, look, I see the first goal and our heads have dropped completely. We've let it get to us. I don't know if it's a case of some players who haven't played full 90 minutes, like Pringle, who hasn't played the whole game yet. He looked a bit rusty today. Didn't look hopefully fit to me. I think Jones was a bit off it, and he's just come back from an injury, so of O'Connor. I don't know if it's just, well, it's hard to say, isn't it? Like, I don't know what went wrong. Even when we went 1-0 down, you still think, okay, we've been in this situation before, we can come back and, you know, regain our composure, regain some momentum and try and get back into it. But it sort of felt like even that 1-2-3, they look more like to score the next goal. And the only real chance we had was that early one in the second half from Lee, which just came from their keeper taking a bit too much time. And I don't think we ever really posed too much of a constant threat today, and that was really our downfall. And obviously we're very good going forward, but at the same time, it's a sort of reminiscent of last year again. We made most of the goals a bit too simple, I think.
Yeah, James, would you look at it and point any of the sort of the reasoning for that result down to sort of team selection or formation played, or do you think it's just a case of it's one of them days where if you go through the 1 to 11 of starters, you'd probably say that 9 if not 10 of them have just had absolute shockers, and unfortunately if you have a day where 9 or 10 of your team are off it on one day, that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at the team that started today, and Fuller's had his worst game in the Jill shirt this season. To be honest, the two centre-halves, it's weird. The two centre-halves today, I've seen Max Abraham and Conor Ogilvie play a lot worse.
Yeah.
In fairness, O'Connor, I think Tucker's had a poor afternoon. In all fairness, he's still learning, and him and Fuller have been ripped apart by Taylor and Fosu today. Been absolutely. Jones didn't look fit enough. Don't think he should have been out there. Didn't look like the Jones that we've had for the previous 6 or so weeks. Pringle, but that's what we look at the team and we think, you know what, that's not a bad side, but you then look at on the face of it that Pringle's not fit, Jones is not fit, Burns not really got himself in the game, but he's not really done an awful lot wrong. Hanlon and Jakubi out were poor, really, really poor. They just weren't strong enough. But also on the flip side, how can they deal with long balls up to them and get 6'5" centre halves? And I think maybe we should have analysed Oxford a little bit better. And yes, Mandron's had a poor. Was it poor game? Did he start last week and got pulled off?
No, he came off the bench and you said he had no impact.
That was it. Maybe we should have analysed it a little bit and maybe stuck him up there today and just got a little bit of more brutal force against those two centre halves, because their back four had an absolute field day. I don't really, adding on to your question about what went wrong, I don't know. But the problem is that we're a League One football side. We're not going to go through the season keeping ourselves in games or playing well every week. It's just not going to happen. You're going to have those days at the office where you come away thinking, what's just happened there? And it's been one of those days for us. But the thing is that we have to win against Southend next week. We've got to. Because you've seen it today. Whether we agree with the chance, I'm sure we'll come on about the chance or whatever, but whether we agree with what's said about Evans or whatever, the problem is I said it last week on the podcast, that if the wins don't start coming and the wins don't start coming regularly, the pressure starts to build. The problem is we've been beaten by a good Oxford side today. They're a good side, but it's how decent sides respond to it very well. We've got to respond to it next week massively.
Yeah, I mean, for me, what I found disappointing today is that I think that's probably the first time this season where we looked like the Jills of last season in terms of our midfield was just being, it was like, oh, when we didn't have the ball, our midfield was non-existent.
Yeah.
Whereas most of the games this season, you know, we've been putting ourselves about, we've not been given the opposition time on the ball in midfield, because it seemed like today,
yeah,
Oxford just had all the time and they wanted to move the ball one way, move it the other way, play into feet up front into Taylor and then work off him, and it just seemed like you say, whether it's because that a couple of them weren't fit enough or whether we should have had four in there instead of three and played a diamond, I don't know.
Yeah.
But for me, that just looked like a massive problem today, and I don't know what we could have done differently in that regard. Would a different system have really made much difference, or like I say, it's just one of them days where so many players were off their game that it don't really matter what would have played, that result would have happened.
The midfield, every second ball we were losing, like every challenge we were losing. I think your Kubak and Hanlon were virtually anonymous for the whole game. I know your Kubak only played the first 45, but Hanlon all game, but couldn't get into it at all. And when we were resorting to long balls, it's sort of, it's not going to work against their centre half, so you've got absolutely no chance unless one of them happens to miss it. And it is a game where, if this was last season and you haven't gone to the game and you see a 3-0 defeat Oxford, you probably think, oh yeah, I would have Yeah, not surprised by that.
Yeah.
This season, you think, well, hold on a minute. Not only have we only lost games by the odd goal, we've absolutely not competed at all, really. No. I mean, the first 10 minutes, as I said, we looked okay. We were creating some sort of half chances here and there. But as soon as that goal went in, we just lost our heads completely. And then I can't recall us having a shot on target until, you know, Marshall was just a P-roller in the 93rd minute, and that was it. And I think we definitely need a response next week. And I think I said to you when we were there, like, as bad as today is, it is ideal that we have a team like Southend next week, whereas we could have had, like, I don't know, Peterborough or Sunderland, for example. It's lucky that we've got a game like that at home as well to fall back on, and it is essential we get a result out of that, because, as you said in the podcast last week, how many weeks can you keep going on about saying, oh, we're getting there, we're jetting and this and that, and then you need to start picking up results at some point, because that talk won't get you points. It's about implementing that talk on the field and making sure you win games. And like, it's difficult, because I think, like you said, we've got Peterborough coming up soon, haven't we, and that they're flying at the minute, and I just think we need to start getting a run together and getting our heads together, having this sort of consistency which we've struggled with so far. You know, we're a bit weird in terms of performances at the minute. I know overall I think our performances have been good this season, but sometimes it just differs in other games compared to others. Like, the prime example of it actually is, weirdly, the same game. That first half against Wickham, I thought we were bang average and didn't look like creating too much. Not the day to our credit, but the second half we were a completely different team, and a team we've seen in a lot of games so far this season. I think basically that second half against Wickham was, like we've seen it before, like that first half against Blackpool where we were dominant for literally all of it. And then the first half against Wickham was basically just the second half against Burton Albion when we didn't know what we were doing at all. And I think we need to start playing games in 90 minutes,
yeah,
not having halves either way, where you think we'll do alright this afternoon, second half or first half, whatever it might be, we'll drop off a bit. But today it was just sort of all we had a 10 minutes and we looked alright, and after that it was like we didn't know what to do, and it was all a bit, you know, gone by half time, which I think is no experience, of course, but I think for football the worst position you can be in is when the game's gone a half time, you've now got 45 minutes to play trying to just keep it a 0-0 for one half.
Try and make sure it doesn't get worse, which obviously, to be fair, we didn't in the second half. We didn't concede again, which I think was really important.
Yeah, there's two ways you can look at that though, isn't it? You can look at it as, well, we've given them a good go second half, creating chances, but we didn't. They've just not wasted their energy.
No, I agree. I don't think it's the case that we've played well second half or anything like that, but when you do go in 3-0 down at half time, you just need to make sure that it doesn't get silly and get 4-5-6, and we didn't. I'm not saying we had the one chance where that hit the post and that was it, but luckily we didn't let it get any worse from there. But the other thing that I thought was uncharacteristic of us this season, especially in that first half, is that how many times were we attempting simple passes and just kicking it out of play?
Yeah,
I don't know. I can count 3 or 4 occasions.
I think Jones did it, Pringle did it, Fulham did it, times.
Burn did it.
Yeah,
I don't know. We just looked like, I don't really know how to sum it up today, to be honest. We just wasn't at it.
Nah, not at all. We were second best all over. Second best all over. Just there was no urgency from us. Just nothing. There wasn't even a high pressing game. Wasn't a first to the ball, second to the ball. Simple passes weren't happening. Like you say, they were going out of play. There was just, after the 10 minutes had gone past, and then they'd scored the first goal, and it was almost if, well, one team's winning this game now. And there was no sort of urgency for us to get, for even us to get back in the game. To be honest, I would explain it as a training ground game. It was a training ground game for Oxford. It looked so easy for Oxford today to play in and around us, to play around the outside of us. Just so easy for them. So, like, I think there was a 10-minute spell in the second half where they were just playing keep ball. And we were making no sort of attempt to make a tackle or anything like that. It was so uncharacteristic from us today. It was weird. It was just strange. Really, really strange. I really hope I never see a performance like that again this season.
Because that was awful. The goals as well.
That was dire.
The manner of the goals was quite bad as well. Yeah. I think the first one was the worst one. How, like, was it Woodburn? He just sold the dummy to Pringle because he didn't need it.
There was a couple of them, weren't there?
Takes about four of our players out of the game for that one move. It's a good hit by Henry, in fairness. But
because before Woodburn moves the ball onto Henry, he skips past Jones and Burn in midfield. They just dangle a leg out. And again, that's uncharacteristic for both of them two, because how solid they've been, how solid are them two been this season so far? Really strange, really, really weird from where it come from. And I think we could sit here all day long and you could ask what went wrong and would you have played that formation. It was just a bad day at the office.
I think the only player I can give some sort of credit to is Bonham.
Yeah,
that save he made from the corner,
made a couple, didn't he?
A couple in the first half, didn't even do in the second half. But I think if he, you know, he was our best player today, which is a weird thing to say coming off the back of 3-0 defeat obviously, but I think Peter about him, it could have been 4 or 5 before half time, and I think he did make a couple of good saves and he's let down by the people in front of him.
I think we got a good performance out of Jack Bonham today, because he knew that he was being pushed all the way with Salmon Rice on the bench ready to come on if his performance wasn't up to standard.
It would have been a bit odd to see him come on.
Could you imagine?
Quite funny how they gave him number 48 shirt for his age, wasn't it? I don't know if that was intentional.
Can imagine he asked for that, to be honest.
But no, that's the thing. Like I say, apart from Bonham, if you look through the team today, does anyone else get anything over a 5 out of 10?
No.
I think Lee tried. I remember that time he had the ball on the halfway line, he had no support at all and still managed to run it all the way down the line and get a good crossing. But I think for a substitute when the game's gone, it's hard to really, you know.
It's a bit strange why he was dropped today, I must admit.
Yeah.
I was a bit surprised in that.
I think I'd just stick to Bonham really, because you know it's hard to judge substitutes when they're playing in a team that's defeated and already defeated against a team who are just sitting back taking the layout. It's hard to really have a real impact in a game, so yeah, I'd just go Bonham, to be honest.
Yeah, okay, so we'll move on to sort of the reaction from the away end at times during the game. In the last sort of 15-20 minutes of the game, obviously as we get every single away game when we're losing, people sing about Scally and whatever, you know, we're used to that now. But then all of a sudden chants about Steve Lovell started ringing round. What good's that going to do for anyone?
That wasn't even the worst one.
Absolutely embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Abusing our own manager.
That's the worst one.
Disgusting. Disgusting. It's not good. I'm not keen on our fan base as it is. That just makes it 10 times worse. It's disgusting behaviour. And look, at the end of the day, people are entitled to their opinions, whatever, but I'm not being funny. Steve Lovell is not in this football club anymore. Steve Lovell's not in this football club for a simple reason. We were crap last year. We were rubbish last year. We weren't good enough. The change needed to be made. I think everyone was the same opinion that Steve Lovell, it was right. It was the right time to go for Lovell to go. And then abusing our own manager. Ridiculous.
The thing I don't get is, you said this earlier, you chant Scally out and then you abuse our manager. So which one is it?
Well, that's the thing. They spend most of the game singing Scally out, where's the money gone? And all that kind of stuff, and then start abusing Evans. Well, if you think Scally's that much of a problem, then why are you abusing the manager?
It's disgusting. It's disgusting behaviour. Because simple fact is, fine, don't like Evans. It's your opinion. Your opinion. Whatever. But don't get personal. At the end of the day, that man is the manager of our football club. How is it going to help anyone, management and players, if you hear that?
Plus, it's not like anyone's saying you can't have an opinion, just how you put it across. Like, I didn't like Lovell's football. I didn't enjoy home games. It felt more like a chore than some fun social thing to do last year. I liked him as a bloke. I thought he was a really nice guy. But I think it was just time to go. And I think it's the point, isn't it? He's not at the football club anymore. What is singing his name going to do? He's not magically going to come back. And then, you know, Oxford fans were singing at Evans, which isn't really that big of an issue for me, because you know he gets it everywhere he goes, whatever. But then, you know, when their fans are singing Fat Scottish, whatever, and then our fans started joining, that's when I was like, hold on a minute.
It's not right.
It's health. Because I'll probably annoy a few people this, but our fan base are very fickle. I think we all know that. And next week, if we beat Southend 3-0, Steve Evans Barmy Army will be.
Yeah, they were singing Steve Evans Barmy Army last week. While we shouldn't even be on this podcast talking about Steve Lovell. He's nothing to do with his football club anymore. He isn't here. He's irrelevant. He hasn't got a job for a reason.
And Martin, that's a simple like fact. I said to you, I said people were singing that song, whereas that performance we see today became the norm in home games under Steve Lovell.
Yeah.
So why do we want? Why are people singing as if they want him to come back, and all of a sudden everything will be all right? And
won't be. We were crap at home last year. In some away games, we were rubbish. I nearly didn't buy a scene ticket this year if I'd known Steve Lovell would have been in charge, because the football was that dross at Priestfield. I actually go to Priestfield now and get excited by the team that we've currently got. You've even said it yourself. You've even said that you actually look forward to be going to Gilles now at home games, because you know that it's going to be exciting, it's going to be attractive football. Last year we were sitting 10 men behind the ball against Shrewsbury and Blackpool at home.
And still getting beat.
They're doing it for a wind up and they're doing it for a reaction. The simple fact is that the players do not want to hear about their manager getting abused or the ex-manager chanting about him at 3-0 down away from home. They're having it as bad as it possibly can be. And then they have their own fans speaking like that. It's just, it's not right. But it isn't going to change, because we've heard this all before. And the problem is that I said to someone coming out of the ground that if this had been a totally different manager and it hadn't been Steve Evans, I don't think any of this would be happening.
I'll add something on to that. I don't think it's no coincidence that people singing Steve Lovell's name are the same people that whenever he conceded an early goal at home last season would spend the whole of the rest of the half in the pub and not actually watching the dross we had to watch.
Yeah, it's true.
That's harsh saying that, I know, but for me, I see it as, how many games, let's use an example. Okay, Barnsley at home last year, 1-0 down in 20 seconds, was it?
Yeah.
And how many people flocked to the pub as soon as that went in?
Yeah.
Like, you cannot comment on the home performances if when we concede you miss the majority of the game just because you don't want to watch it, and then say, oh, we were better under Lovell. So you never watched the game. How can you know that?
We won't. The simple fact is we've lost 3-0 today. We're going to lose games under Evans. He isn't a magician. At the end of the day, he is not being given a budget. We all know that. We all can sit here and we know for a simple fact that Evans has chased players that we just, as a football club, simply cannot afford. His hands have been tied. But the simple fact is that I feel... The stats don't lie. We are sitting better than we were this time last year. We are, six places higher? Five, six places higher? The football for me, apart from today, I've enjoyed a lot more, because I've enjoyed watching us at home. First away game today's fine, but I've enjoyed watching us at home. We've competed in every single game that we've played. It's been a bad day of this, but I still think we are better off than we were last year.
Yeah, and I don't look at this result as something I think is going to be a reoccurring theme.
No.
Whereas last year, we think we go to some places, albeit credit to Lovell, we did have some good, enjoyable away wins last year. But there was also more home games than away that you think, oh, we're going to get pace in it. And majority of the time, we did.
Yeah.
You know, the Barnsley game, Shrewsbury game was one of the worst I've ever seen. And I don't look at this team and think, oh, there's a good opportunity, we'll get pace in here every week. It's the first time all season, how many at 10 games? First game in 10 games where we've been out of the game. Yeah. All other games we've competed and we've been either got points or been unlucky not to get them, and I don't foresee this happening again for a very long time, I must be honest. And, you know, as I said earlier, if we win next week at Southend, people forget today even happened.
Yeah, and it's... the other thing that doesn't sit easy with me either is it's not just the Lovell and the Evans stuff, but I was hearing players getting abused second half, like young Tom O'Connor, people shouting abuse at him, and Marshall when he came on. And I'm looking at it and thinking, the last two or three games these players have been clapped off the pitch. We may not have even won games. Last season we lost. Yeah. Last week we lost and they was clapped off the pitch because there was effort there.
Yeah.
Do I put today down to a lack of effort? No, we had a rank day at the office.
We weren't good.
Don't abuse the players.
No. Yeah.
They don't need to be abused.
You've got to consider Marshall didn't play last week because he was burying his dad.
And then he's coming on the pitch being abused by the same set of people every single time he touches the ball. Then funnily enough, towards the end of the game, he probably has the one best individual moment for any of our players in the entire game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people ironically clap because he hit the target. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, what good is it going to do? What good is it going to do?
Yeah. I heard the Tom O'Connor comment was, oh, no wonder Southampton let you out on loan because you're rubbish, mate. No, you're not. No, he isn't. You probably haven't seen him. The person making the comment probably hasn't seen him all season. I was embarrassed by our fan base today. Absolutely embarrassed. They should be ashamed of themselves. Fine, vent your frustration about the chairman. If you don't like Evans, it's your opinion. But to personally attack with abuse our own manager and personally attack individual players, it's disgusting. Performance-wise, if you're criticising someone about their performance and what they're doing wrong, that's your opinion, and that's fine, because we all do it. We all have an opinion about who's played well, who's played not. But when you say, oh, you're just crap, you're not backing that up with any sort of reason, mate. So, what's the point of just shouting that? And that's my big problem with it, is that they've just... Yeah, I think it's for a reaction today, and they've embarrassed themselves more than anything.
And what it is for me is that all these people that, when Evans were appointed, were moaning, saying, why have we done this? We've appointed... It's an unmoral appointment. He just abuses people. He shouts at people. He's a bully. And then these people are now standing at the back of the stand at our games, dishing out abuse to the man.
Yeah,
hypocrites. You're hypocrites. You're all hypocrites if you're doing it.
Yeah. Or in the executive box.
Or apparently people are now in the executive box telling Scally to clear off from the football club after games if what you read on the forums is right.
Yeah.
Come on. There's a way to voice your opinions.
Yeah. As I see it, so you go to an away game because you want your team to get a result, right? We're 3-0 down, and you think abusing our players is going to get us back into the game. If anything, that makes their heads drop even more.
Yeah.
They'll think, oh, they're abusing me, so what's the point of even trying? Then we go 4-0 down.
You know, we've got quite a few young players. You look at our team today, and obviously O'Connor's inexperienced, Tucker's inexperienced, Jakubiak's fairly inexperienced, Hanlon's still learning, Jones is learning.
Yeah.
You know, there's quite a few young players in that team. And so we're abused coming from the end, which is supposed to have their supporters in, isn't going to be helpful to them. You know, I think you said it, James, when the season started, as the squad was being assembled, that this team are going to have bad days.
Yeah.
And I think Evans has said that himself as well at times, that we are going to be a work in progress, we're going to improve as the season goes on, it's not going to be perfect every single week. And I just think last week they put in one hell of an effort against a team that many people think are going to win the league this season.
Yeah.
So don't then abuse them the next week because they've had a bad day.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't think it's fair. But whatever, people will have their way of doing things, and they won't change their way of doing things. That's up to them. You know, seeing polls on Facebook now, should Evans be sacked? We played 10 games, for crying out loud.
Did you want to do that for another last year when we were in a worse position?
No. When we were sitting in the bottom four after 10 games last season, yeah, it's not where we want to be, but we're 16th in the table, 6 points off the bottom four. Why is he going to get sacked? It's just ridiculous. I don't get. It's as if people on the forums, if you label it at them, they will deny it until they're blue in the face. But
people are genuinely, there are certain people who are getting satisfaction out of seeing us lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have I said that?
They are getting satisfaction out of Steve Evans failing at this football club.
I don't think he is failing. Like, it's 10 games. Yeah. And we're not bottom of the league. We've not won as many games as we like. And we've not, probably not got as many points as we should have. But it's not been a complete disaster. No. 10 games doesn't make the season. We need a response from today. Yes, we do. But if we get that, we're back on track.
I don't know games made in 10 seasons. I remember a couple of seasons ago when Barnsley got promoted, the bottom four Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Every team will go on a run at some point.
Yeah.
And we will have ours.
People have got to remember that I think this has happened twice to us. We've been in the playoffs in the first 10 games of the season, and we've both times either got relegated or nearly got relegated.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
And I think it's also worth, listen, we was awful today. We was rank bad. I'm not going to deny that. But let's also think about what Oxford have done in the last 7 days.
Yeah.
And the momentum they'd have been carrying into today's game. And their first half showing reflected that, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Very good side.
They'd scored 13 goals in 2.5 games by half time.
Yeah.
So it's not just us.
Yeah. West Ham got it Tuesday night.
And Lincoln got it on their own turf last week.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're a decent side, but decent, you know, they've got someone that's played for Liverpool and played for Wales. You know, they've got Matty Taylor up front. He's too good to be playing at this level.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, the people get frustrated with Evans bringing up the budget thing, and yeah, it is pretty pointless him keep bringing it up, because it is what it is. We're stuck with the players we've got till whenever. But yeah, there was a stark contrast even on paper between the two attacks out there today.
Yeah, there was.
Like I said to you, not being disrespectful to them, but Alex Kubiak and Brandon Hannon are playing up front for us for a reason.
Yeah.
If Steve Evans could have Matty Taylor, them two wouldn't be playing for us. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
But Evans is working with what we can afford. And it doesn't justify today's performance. Of course it doesn't. But I was speaking to Boz at half time, and I said to him, the thing is that I class Oxford as a bog standard League One team.
Yeah.
And they've got some players like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's quite worrying.
It is worrying.
Like, at where League One is going at times.
And we're not keeping up with it.
No.
And that's the problem.
And that is where I can see why people think, you know, Scally's the whatever, like, taking us as far as he can or whatever. Obviously, people go about making that point in much more extreme ways, but I can see that side. But obviously, we just have to hope that today is a one-off performance and we respond in the right way next week. But obviously, we are 10 league games in now. I think we're 16th on 10 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is your overall assessment of the 10 games, sort of like where we are after 10 games?
Frustrating and promising. Weird mix. We've shown glimpses in a lot of games that we have been capable to get wins and results, and this is the first game out of the 10 where we've been blown away by an opposition. We've been in all the games we've been in so far and shown a lot of promising signs. We switched off at points in games which have cost us, which of course has stopped happening by the looks of it. The early season of conceding in 5 minute spells, it seems to have stopped that now, in the manner we were doing it anyway. But I think the core is there for a good successful team. It just will take a bit of time, and I'm not expecting, you know, we're not going to get playoffs, probably not, we're not going to win the league obviously, but if we can get top 10 this season, I don't see how anyone can complain about that. And I think it's a work in progress, and I think Evans, although probably go against what he said at the beginning of the season, I think he sees this as a maybe 2 year project to get where we want to be rather than just one season, which I think is completely right, because I don't think we're going to really achieve much this season, but a top 10 finish would be a good finish for me. And I just think, no, whichever way you look at it, and whichever way people like to swing it in, whatever ways to fit their agenda, 10 games doesn't make a season. Ipswich are top now with 10 games played. They can always hit a patchy run and end up finishing 5th, something like, example like that. Southend are near the bottom, they can pick up form and end up finishing 13th. You never know. It's about how you react from certain results and how you go about making things better and improving on a team. Like, I'll go back to the Wigan game. That first half we had there was poor. No poor at all. We could have easily just continued in that manner and maybe lost the game 1-0 or dropped 2 points, but we played in a way which allowed us to go and win the game, and we need to putting those performances in consistently, but there's no use having, you know, one good half and one terrible half, and it's not going to balance out at all. And, you know, we've said this, you said this in the last podcast, and we say again here that we need to stop saying we're getting there and whatnot, and we need to start doing it and proving it that we can get results. And I think it will come. But I think you made a good point last week, Reece, when you said you don't want us to peak too early. And I think that's important as well, because if we are going to have a bad spell in the first 10 games and then say the next 10 we go on a great run and we end up in the new year in the top 10, then you'd be happy with that, wouldn't you? And it's about where you go from there. And then of course you've got the window after that to improve what we need to improve on, which I still think we need. And I don't know, I'm not even going to bother thinking about it, and now it's pointless for a couple of months, isn't it? But you know, we're never going to have the budget to do and make big signings, which Evans is notorious for his other clubs, because you know Scally won't put the money in, evidently. And you know, I just think we need to get more consistent and more ruthless, and I think we'll be fine and we'll have a good season. A top 10 finish for me would be great. I'd be happy with that, and I don't see anyone else could complain about that. But as for an overall assessment, I would just say a lot of promise but also a lot of frustration at the same time.
Yeah, Jeff, would you go along with that?
I've been tipping now on it massively. Agree with everything Owen has just said. That's
a first.
it is promising, it is frustrating. We're exciting at times, but we're disappointing in other times. But if we wasn't and we were perfect all the time, we wouldn't be a League One football team.
No.
And I think people have got to remember that we are a very young side with a very experienced manager that he knows what he's doing. And I think people have got to remember that this man has got 9 promotions in his career with a 43 win percent ratio. I don't think I would rather have any manager to manage us through this season than Steve Evans right now. And a lot of people say, yeah, well, he's got bad attitude, blah, 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 blah. My argument to that is that he's experienced, he knows what he's doing. And people can question him all he likes, but he will sort it out, and I'm sure we won't see too many days like we have today. The 10 games as a whole, I've been pleased with how we've kept ourselves in the games, obviously bar today. But there's been games where I think I've come away and think, yeah, we should have won that, we should have won that, we should have won that, we should have won that. Where you look back to last season and you're walking away going, where's our next win coming from then? And that's important for us this season. It's important for those young boys as well in that dressing room, that they're going into each game having the belief that they can go and win it. Now, it was uncharacteristic from us today. It was weird. It was off. It was off boil. It was strange. I can't describe what it was, and I don't think they can. But I go back to it. We're a League One team. We've got League One footballers. They're going to have bad days at the office. We're a young side. We're an experienced side. We're gonna muck up this season. We're gonna get trounced like we did today. We're gonna put 5 or 6 past the team when we finally hit heights and go on a run. Bolton got it, and people say, oh, the kids or whatever, but you still got to beat what's in front of you. I still think we've got enough in the dressing room to give us a top 10 finish. And like Owen said, I think Steve Evans is seeing this as a real project for his management career right now. And if that project, I would snap your hand off if we sat here next year and we just had a top 10 finish, and this year we'd had a squad assembled that we knew we were going to fight for the playoffs and even an automatic promotion, I'd snap your hand off now. Because I can finally see, and I said it last week, I can see a direction our club is going in. We're having young players that are hungry for success, want to come play football. and want to impress and want to play for Jules. Today, I haven't seen anyone. I haven't seen anyone shy away and be stupid and almost not have the heart in it. I've seen 11 footballers have a really bad day in the office, and that will come with it. But it won't help, and it will take a lot longer if the fan base are against it. And the fan base are massive for a football club. Without fans, a football club's nothing. And the problem is, if the fans are not on side, this project's going to take a lot longer than it's meant to be.
Yeah, but there are some you just won't ever convince because they have their agendas. I think people forget that we really should have more points than we do. Like Tranmere, we should win. Blackpool, we should win. Oh, what's another one? Ipswich, we should arguably win. I think a win's a bit of a stretch. I think a draw. But there are games we should have taken maximum points out of and haven't due to little blips. And if we had done that, we'd be in a great position. No one would be moaning. But, you know, I think you two would agree top 10 finishes good this season.
Yeah,
if we're getting the top half this season, then generally I'll say job well done.
I think people would still moan that and think, oh, we only finished 3 points above where Liverpool did, so what's the point in that? But we'll finish massively a better team than we finished last year. I've no doubt about that, because when you think about it, we finished 13th, but I think we got a bit of luck about that. Because I think there's so much, last year the league run was ridden with poor team, doesn't it, really? And I don't know how we actually ended up 13th, but you know, it will be a better campaign this year, and if it ends in a top 10 finish, then I'm more than happy with that, and we can point out what we're good at, what we need to improve on, and how we're going to go about that in the window and bringing new people in, and we can lay out our plans to go again next season. If we do finish top 10 this year, we have a good foundation for that to go forward. What I don't get, though,
we've got Brandon Scott as well.
What I don't get is a lot of people on the forums, they'll say, oh, so much for this promised promotion boost. I've never heard Evans promise that we're going to get promoted.
No.
Because when you're a manager coming to the League Cup, you're like, what would you rather hear? Would you rather hear, oh, you're going to push for promotion, or you want to hear what we've got from Lovell? Well, if we stay up, that'd be nice.
Yeah, all Evans said is that he would like to try and, when he gets asked, oh, what do you want to achieve this season, he'd like to try and push for the top six. Team in League One would want to do this season. Even Southend and that, before the season starts, would think, yeah, we'll try and push into the playoffs because League One's competitive. Like, I don't remember this being a problem when in January in 2016 or whatever it was, when Adrian Pennock took over and said, yeah, we're aiming for the top six, and somehow he just about kept us up on the final day of the season. It wasn't an issue then.
Or an issue when Lovell came out and said, let's get to 50 points and stay in the league every year.
Yeah. But now it's an issue.
Of course it's an issue because it's Steve Evans.
Like Owen says, Evans hasn't promised anything apart from a team that will go and work hard for the club, which I believe I'm seeing. Yes, we were crap today. I don't think it's people not trying.
People have played badly. Have a day like we had today.
Of course they will.
Even the Ipswiches.
Of course they will. Look at Portsmouth. How badly they've struggled so far.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Not every team's going to come flying out the blocks first 10 games of the season. And like I say, I don't want to peak too early because I look at people like Wickham and I think, you are not going to sustain that.
Yeah.
There will come a time where that falls off and then you lose momentum. And then if you peak too early, there's so many games left, you lose all your form, you just start tumbling.
Yeah.
So you do have to be mindful. It is peaking too early, I think, is a thing. And no, as long as we get back on the right road over the next couple of games, I think we've got Southend and then Wimbledon.
Yeah, is that right?
I just know we've got Southend.
In which case, it's two good opportunities for us to go and get back on the winning road.
I feel like Wimbledon's late next month.
I don't know who's after Southend.
Are you, is it?
No, I think
that'll be two
later.
Home games in a row. It'll be someone away.
I don't know.
But we'll take next week first. And if we go and win next week's game, this week's pretty much forgotten, isn't it? And if we go and play well next week and take the 3 points, we can say, look, we've now seen them have a proper setback. We've seen how they've responded. I think you can have a bit more optimism again about where we're going.
We're a brand new side. They've played 10 competitive games together. They're a brand new squad.
Surely anyone with a footballing brain can accept a day like this if we bounce back and get a win next week.
It happens.
That's all you can ask for.
Happens to the best teams. Happens to City.
Yeah.
Look at United on Tuesday or Wednesday. Getting taken to penalty tomorrow, watch that.
Oh, we got beat 3-0 by Wickham today.
And 6-0 by Peterborough the week before.
Yeah.
It happens in football.
Barcelona lost 2-0 to Granada last week.
But it, like, yeah, it suddenly becomes a problem. It suddenly becomes a problem when it's Gillingham 3-0 down away at Oxford. Steve Evans is the manager. It suddenly becomes a big issue just because it's Steve Evans.
Like, we've never lost 3-0 before.
If we'd had, like, I don't know, Chris Powell in charge or Michael Abbott in charge, it wouldn't be a problem today. It'd be a bad day in the office. That's what everyone would be saying. But because it's Steve Evans, oh no, what, like, this is rubbish, blah blah blah, we're going to get relegated, blah blah blah, this isn't good enough, blah blah, like, because it's Steve Evans.
How many people as well, I don't know if you saw him, and at full time, he didn't come over, but I could see from where he was that he was clapping us.
Yeah, I see him
and
stood there clapping.
And everyone just responded saying, no, F this, F that, you fat Scottish, whatever.
What, because he didn't come over? The amount of times I saw our ex-managers just walk off down a tunnel.
He didn't come over, but you could clearly see he was
clapping. Yeah, he was stood on the pitch clapping.
Which couldn't be asked walking over and fall back again, which, given his body mass, is probably a good idea. I wouldn't want to do that.
But no, that's today's event summarised by us.
Quite a heated podcast by us.
Yeah, it's been a disappointing one. It's been a sort of a conversation that we didn't want to have, and I don't think we expected to be having.
No.
When we set off for Oxford this morning, but like you say, it's football, it happens to every team, and it may well happen again at some point over the course of the season. We don't know. What all we do ask for is that we see the right reaction for it next week, and I'm sure the work will be put in between now and next Saturday, and we will see a response next Saturday at home to Southend, and hopefully we can get back on the road with 3 more points. But until then, up the Jills.